This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, April 26th. God's word to you today is for the glory. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3:16, and it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Love is costly. God gave his Son, and Jesus went to the cross. The way of love is costly. The way of love is the way of sacrifice. Love is sacrificial. 1 John 4, verse 10 says, "This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins." Love will cost you. If it does not cost you, then it is not going to take you anywhere. Love must cost you. That was what Jesus was trying to explain to the disciples in Luke 24, 25 to 27, when he said, "Don't you understand? I have to go through these things. I have to suffer these things before I can enter into eternal glory." This is Luke 24, 25 to 27, paraphrased. Please read it. Jesus is saying, this love is costly. If in spite of the options before us, we choose to take the way of the Father, then we choose to take the way of love. We need to realize that love is costly, and it is going to cost you. But the glory always overshadows the cost. That is what Jesus is showing us and saying to us in John 2:24, when he says, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives." What Jesus is saying, in essence, is that the way up is down. When you enter the kingdom's elevator, the only way to access the highest floor is to press the ground floor. It is counterintuitive. It does not make sense in the world, but except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. Paul explains this same principle in 1 Corinthians 5:36, when he says, "Don't be a fool. The seed you plant doesn't produce life unless it dies, right? So why do you find the way of God mysterious?" The way of God is not mysterious. You cannot preserve yourself and go the way of God. You cannot be yoked with the world and go the way of God. The seed of corn must fall to the ground and die first. You have to die to self, and that is the beauty of the cross. God is saying, it is not to death for death's sake. It is death for fruitfulness' sake. It is death for abundance of harvest's sake. Psalm 30 verse 5 says, "Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning." Joy is going to come. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." 17 to 18 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It is not for the trouble, but for the glory." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I ask for the grace to die daily, so that my life will produce an abundant harvest, and I'll enter into the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.